brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
The last time I shared with you, I shared with you about if you have the chance to help somebody grow, that you need to feed that person.
上个两个星期前，我跟大家分享的时候，有想啊分享到说，我们要帮助一个人在灵里成长，好，我们要怎么样去扶持他们。
Now today I'd like to share with you how you can help these persons to feed himself.
今天呢，我要告诉你们要怎么样来喂养自己。
And perhaps if you are a young Christian or you've been to church for a while and nobody ever helped you, hopefully today's message will be able to help you too.
如果你们来教会好久了，都是没有在成长，没有人帮助你成长，希望今天的信息能够帮助你自己。喂养自己。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, as we gather here, we ask that you be in our midst.
天父，我们聚集在这里，请你与我们同在。
I pray that you will anoint the lips of your servant.
求主你恩膏你仆人的嘴巴。
I pray that you will stop him from speaking any things that does not come from you.
求主你也禁止仆人讲你不愿意我讲仆人讲的话。
But that every word that he speaks shall be from you.
他每一仆人每一句话都是从你而来的。
And pray that you will touch the heart of everyone here this afternoon.
求主你自己在每一个人在今天当中的每一位弟兄的心里面动工。
May your word be like that living two-edged sword piercing the inner thoughts of our heart.
让你的话语能像两刃的刀刺进我们的心。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have the scriptures, can you please turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2?
如果你们有圣经的话，请打开彼得前书二章二节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. They, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby.
彼得前书二章二节，就要爱慕那纯洁的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
Here the scripture tells us that the word of God is like our spiritual food.
圣经告诉我们，神的话语就像是我们灵的食物一样。
As we take in the word of God, it makes us grow.
当我们聆听和接受神的话语的时候，会帮助我们在灵里面成长。
And similarly, if we don't take in the word of God, we will not grow.
如果我们不吃灵食的话，我们也不可能成长。
So it is of utmost importance that we take in the word of God on a regular basis.
所以我们要每一天吃零食我们才能够成长。
This afternoon, for the first part of sharing, I'd just like to share with you what are the benefits that the Word of God can have in our life.
所以第一部分呢，我要跟你们分享神的话语对我们生命里面有多大的好处。
And the next part of that, I'll share with you some practical ways that how we can take in the Word of God for ourselves.
下一部分呢，我会告诉你怎么样去应用神的话语。
Now, if you turn with me again to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 to 17, please.
让我们也打开提摩太后书三章十五至十七节。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation.Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
提摩太后书三章十五节，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
第十六节，圣经都是神所默示的。与教训读者使人归正教导人学义
Verse 17 That the man of God may be complete thoroughly equipped for every good work.
第十七节，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
From this short passage, we see at least a few things what are the benefits of the scriptures.
从这个短短的几节，我们可以看到圣经在我们生命的益处。
Verse 15 tells us that the scriptures will lead us to salvation.
第十五节告诉我们，神的话以致我们得救。
You know, if you want to know God, if you want to have salvation, you need to come to the Word of God.
如果你要得救，你一定要回到神的话语去。
Verse 16 shows us that the scriptures is profitable for different aspects in our life.
第十六节告诉我们，神的话语在我们生活的每一个单位都有它的好处。
The first one is doctrine.
第一是教训。
Why is doctrine important?
为什么教训这么重要呢？
Because what you believe in will determine how you live your life.
因为你所信的就注定你要怎么样的生活。
So it is important of what we believe in.
所以我们要我们所信的是很非常关键的。
And what we believe in should come just from the word of God.
我们所相信的应该是从神话语所说的。
And it's also profitable for reproof.
也是适合于读者。
Reproof is that when we do something wrong, the word of God show us that and rebuke us for that.
读者的意思就是说，当我们做错事的时候，神的话语会指责我们。
And correction is to show us the right path so that we go back onto the right path.
使人归正就是让我们走错了路，我们能够回到正路去。
Then it is also profitable for training in righteousness. Train us to lead a righteous life.
也有益于教导人学艺，让我们能够像主耶稣一样。
And verse 17 shows us that the word of God will equip us for every good work.
第十七节告诉我们，神的话语会装备我们行各样的善事。
Equip here means make us fit.
装备就是让我们适合主所用。
So if you want to serve God, if you want to be involved in good works, make sure you know the word of God.
如果你愿意服侍主，愿意行善的话，你一定要认识主的话语。
Alright, let's turn to the passage we have just heard from the scripture reader, Psalms 19 now.
让我们翻开刚才读经者所读的诗篇十九篇。
Now, I actually just take a passage from the Bible that tells us about the Word of God.
我现在只是用圣经的一部分来解释神的话语。
Really, if you really want to know the benefits of the word of God, you take, I don't know how many sermons to really preach through it.
我们要需要好多好多篇的道才能够讲清神的话语。
Because if you don't believe me, you just read Psalms 119.
如果你不相信我的话，你可以去翻开诗篇一百一十九篇。
Every verse in Psalms 119 there is something to do with the Word of God.
诗篇一百一十九篇的每一节都跟神的话语是有关的。
But I won't take Psalm 119 this afternoon. I take Psalms 19.
今天我不会拿诗篇一百一十九篇来驳开，但是只看诗篇第十九篇。
Alright, Psalms 19, verse 7-11.
我们看诗篇十九篇七至十一节。
The first thing it tells us that the law of the Lord is perfect.
第一，告诉我们说耶和华的律法是全备的。
Perfect here means without blemish.
全备的意思就是无瑕疵的。
It means complete.
是完全的。
So the law of the Lord is perfect.
所以神的律法是全备的。
It's without blemish, is complete.
是无瑕疵。
So what can it do? It converting the soul.
它能够做什么呢？它能够使人归正。
Convert, the word here convert means return to the starting point.
这里的归正就是把我们回到原来的地方。
It means it will bring us back to the original place when God has created us before Adam and Eve sinned.
把我们带回神本来在伊甸园里面。造亚当夏娃那一个 那个境况。
So the word of God can bring us back, bring us back to Him into the right position that we ought to be.
所以神的话语能够让我们还原。
All right, the next one it tells us the testimony of the Lord is sure.
第二告诉我们神的法度是确定的。
The word sure here means faithful or trustworthy.
这里的确定是告诉我们神的话语是可信任的。
Now what can it do? It will give us joy.
然后这会带来给我们什么呢？它会快活我们的心。
Next we see the statutes of the Lord are right.
然后再下来说耶和华的训词是正直的。
Right here means straight, just.
是正直的意思，就是直的，是公义的。
And it will give us joy.
它也能够快活我们的心。
Next, it tells us the commandment of the Lord is pure.
接下来，耶和华的命令是清洁的。
Pure means unpolluted.
清洁就是不被污染的。
And it will enlighten our eyes.
它能明亮人的心。
It help us to be able to see things.
它让我们能够看清楚，看东西看得清楚。
Now, the next verse, which is verse 9, I actually struggle with it a little bit.
第九节，耶和华的第九节，我觉得是比较对我来讲是比较挣扎。
Because in the English version, they actually say the fear of the Lord.
在英文的圣经里面，就好像讲到是敬畏神，那个敬畏。
Although the Chinese Bible translated into the way of the Lord, Chinese say 道理
but in Chinese it means truth.
But really, the original meanings of that is the fear. Fear here means reverence, awe of the Lord.
本来的意思，原文的意思应该是敬畏的意思。
But anyway, we will say the fear of the Lord is clean.
敬畏神的心是洁净的。
It endures forever.
会存到永远。
There are not many things on this earth will endure forever.
在世上没有什么很多的事是能够存到永远的。
As far as I know, I think there are two things.
在我所知，只有两件事。
One is our soul.
第一是我们的灵魂。
Number two is the word of God.
第二就是神的话语。
I may have missed out something.
可能我也漏了一些。
Now next, he tells us the judgments of the Lord are true.
接下来说，耶和华的典章是真实的。
The word judgments here actually has it's also very hard to translate into Chinese, but the original meanings of that is actually means justice.
其实华文是讲典章，但是英文原文的翻译是审判。所以审判跟公义是很有连贯性的。
So the judgments of the Lord are true and they are righteous.
所以神的审判是真实的，是公义的。
Next in verse 10, it said, "The word of God are more desirable than gold."
第十节就告诉我们说，神的话语比金子更羡慕。
I don't keep track of, but anybody knows what's the value of gold now?
有谁知道金的价值现在目前是什么价位呢
？Per ounce, yeah.
就是美金一千一千美金一个盎司。
Which is really, an ounce is not much, you know. It's very light.
一个盎司是非常小的。
How many ounces in a kilo?Anybody?
一公斤有多少个盎司？
Yeah, how many pounds? So it's about 35. So that means 1 kilo of gold is more than $35,000.
就是等于说一公斤的金是差不多美金的35,000.
But the Bible, the word of God is more desirable than that.We ought to desire the word of God more than we desire gold.
神的话比这些金子更可取。
And it's sweeter than honey.
而且比蜂蜜更甘甜。
Those of you who have taken honey, you know how nice honey is, how sweet it is.
如果你们吃过蜂蜜的时候，你们就知道蜂蜜是多好吃、多甜美。
But the word of God is sweeter than honey.
但是神的话语比蜂蜜更甜美。
Verse 11 it tells us that by it your servant is warned. The word of God gives us warning.
所以神的话语给人一些警戒。
And verse 10, he said, verse 11, second part, and in keeping them, there is great reward.
And 第十一节告诉我们，守着这道的，便有大赏。
Now I want you to pay attention to a few key words. One of them is keep.
我要你注意几个字，其中一种是守。
You see, you notice here, it does not say that there is great reward for those who hear the word of God.
但是他不是说你听到神的话语有大赏赐。
But it is the one who keep the word of God.
乃是守神话语的人才有大赏赐。
You notice that in the scriptures that we will look at this afternoon, there are a few words like that I want you to pay attention to.
所以你在今天我所分享里面会提到几个字是非常关键的。
One of them is keep.
第一个字是守。
The other is observe.
第二是观测。
The other is obey.
第三呢是遵守。
The other is do.
然后第四是行。
So these are all the key words I want you to pay attention to.
所以这四个字是今天所关键的词句，你要特别注意。
So from this short passage and from 2 Timothy, we see some of the benefits of the Word of God.
从这个提摩太后书跟彼得前书，我要特别注意神的话语。
If you want to know more, let me encourage you to study with the Word and find out more. What are the other benefits itself?
所以，如果你要知道更多神话语的好处在哪里，你要继续的研读。
But here, let me share with you something which I've learned many years ago, which is practical, I feel.
我几年前所学的一个功课，我觉得非常有对我生命非常有益处，我想要跟你分享。
But before I do that, I want you to remember this few principles as I share.
我希望你能够在我分享的时候，你注意一些原则。
Now, I will actually put it on in the last slide. So if you can't get hold of them this time, it's all right. But there are 5 principles.When you want to help a person to grow,
有五个原则。如果你要帮助一个人跟进一个人的。
Now the first one is you tell them why.
第一就是你要告诉他们怎么，为什么。
You tell them the reasons behind what are the things you are encouraging them to do. Why do you do that?
就是说跟他们解释为什么你建议他们做某某的事情。
The second principle is you show them how.
第二个原则就是教他们如何去做。
Right? So you show them how. You don't just tell them why and then leave them alone.
你不要只是告诉他们为什么而让就是让他们自己去吧，但是你要教他们。
So after you show them how, you get them started.
然后呢，你要帮助他们有个开始。
Right, we don't just lead them and show them how, and then but you get them started.
但是你不要只是告诉教他们怎么做，但是要帮助他们有一个开始。
Then you keep them going.
然后呢，要帮助他们持续下去。
Right, we all need one another to help sometimes to keep one another going.
所以我们彼此要帮助和扶持，对彼此扶持，要让我们能持续这个好的。
Number four, finally, you encourage them to help others.
然后我们就鼓励他们去帮助其他的人。
Because one of the best way actually to learn is when you are helping another person.
其实一个很好的方法能够真正的学习的就是帮助人去认识。
So keep that in mind as I go on from here. So tell them why.
让我再继续告诉你们要特别注意这五个原则。第一就是告诉他们为什么。
Show them how.
然后第二教他们如何去做。
Get them started.
然后让他们有个开始。
Keep them going.
然后要持续帮助他们持续下去。
And encourage them to help others.
然后鼓励他们去帮助别人。
All right, let me now share with you an illustration which is called the word hand.
那我现在要跟你们分享 五个点，就是讲到这道的像一只我们的手。
Now those of you, if you are taking note, you want to take down this, this is what you do. You put your hand on the piece of paper, and then you trace your fingers, your five fingers, right?
如果你们要做笔记的话，你们可以用你们的左手、右手都好，画你的把你的手印画出来。
Right? You just put your hand and then trace your fingers.
就真的把你的五个手印在纸上画出来。
The little fingers represent the head.
那个小小指，你就写上聆听。
Oh, this word hand basically help us to remember there are different ways that we can take in the word of God in our life.
这五只手指会帮助我们能够知道要怎么样子把神的话语放在心里面。
So the first one is head.
第一个是听。
The second one is read.
第二个是诵读。
The third one is study.
第三是查考察。
The fourth is memorize.
第四是备用。
Number five is meditate.
第五呢是思考或沉思。
There is a verse that goes with each of these.
所以每在这五个方法内，每一个都有一个经节。
Right, we won't read them because later on, as we go into different each topic, we will read those scriptures.
我现在的经节会给你，但是不会每一个一一的读，因为下来我们会继续的看这些经节。
So for those who are taking notes, so the word here is Luke 11:28.
听那个手指，你可以加上路加福音十一章二十八节。
Read is Nehemiah 8:8.
诵读是尼希米记八章八节。
Study is Acts 17:11.
考察是使徒行传十七章十一节。
Memorize is Psalms 119 verse 9-11.
备诵是诗篇一一九篇九到十一节。
Meditate is Psalms 1 verse 2 and 3.
思考呢是诗篇一章二到三节。
All right, let me take you through each of that now.
让我们仔细的看每一个。
Here and I'll show you why first.
聆听，我们先看为什么要聆听。
Why do we need to hear the word of God?
为什么我们要听神的话语
？If you have the scriptures, please turn to Luke 11 verse 28.
如果你有圣经的话，我们打开。路加福音第十一章二十八节。
Luke 11:28, but he said, instead of that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. 那 here again, I want you to pay attention to key word keep it. Luke 11:28.
所以这里你要特别注意，就是遵守的那个字。OK， 二十八节说，耶稣说是，且还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
So those of us who hear the word of God, we are blessed, and those who hear and keep it, you are blessed.
我们又听又遵守的人，神的话的人是有福的。
So that is the first reason why we want to hear the word of God.
所以这个是第一个原因，为什么我们要听神的话语。
Now the next reasons why we want to hear the word of God is found in Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
然后第二个原因就是我们要为什么要学习神的话语呢？
Isaiah 50 verse 4 said, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in seasons to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as a learned."
所以以赛亚书五十章第四节，五十章第四节说，主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
So the second reason why we hear the word of God so that we may learn from the word of God.
所以为什么我们要听，就是因为我们能够从主的话语里面学习。
Now let us look at Hebrews 4:12.
让我们看希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
所以希伯来书四章十二节说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，审直灵魂、人魂与灵、骨节与骨髓，都能刺入、拨开，连心中的思念和主意都能解明。
So here we see that the word of God is living, is alive.
神的话道是活泼的。
Sometimes we think I think this is something that we are not used to. We think of the Bible as something that is dead, you know? It's a word that's printed on pages.
我们以为神的话就是像印在书上的字而已。
But he tells us that the word of God is living.
但是神的话也告诉我们，神的道是活泼的。
And it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
它比一切两刃的剑更尖锐。
It does not pierce the physical material things.
它不只能够穿入一些物质的东西。
But it pierces through our soul and spirit.
但是却能刺入我们的魂与灵。
If you will allow it.
如果你让神这样做的话。
If you will allow the word of God to do a work in your life, you can expect His word to pierce through your life sometime.
如果你愿意让神的话来在你身上有作用的话，你一定会让他的剑能刺入你的魂与灵。
So the third reason is so that our conscience through the word of God will be stirred to faith and obedience.
就是也它的功用就是听，为什么要听？听就让我们的良心会激动。去更信靠主，更愿意去遵守他的道。
So if we will allow the word of God to do a work in our life, as we hear the word of God, our conscience will be stirred to obedience.
当我们聆听神的话的时候，愿意让神的话在我们身上工作的时候，我们的良心会被激动，去更信靠他。
So there are three reasons why we need to hear the word of God.
我们这几个就是我们为什么要聆听神的话语。
The first is, you are blessed if you hear and keep the word of God.
听神的话而遵守神的话的人有福了。
Number two is, you may learn from the word of God.
第二就是因为我们在神的话语，我们可以学习很多。
Number three is, your conscience will be stirred to obedience and faith.
而且我们神的话能够激动我们的良心。让我们更有信心。
So next we see how.
然后下来我们要看如何。
How is we attend church and we listen to sermon.
我们出席教会，然后我们听讲员在讲道。
That's why when you look for a church, it is important that you go to a church where the word of God is preached.
我们要选择一个教会，那个教会的信息。所传讲的信息一定要是根据神的话语
，and not human philosophy or other things，
而不是人的哲学。
Now, secondly, we can listen to messages on CD or tape.
我们第二，我们也可以在 CD 在光盘上可以听一些好的信息
，or you hear from some other people personal sharings，
或者是听个人的分享见证。
Or you hear when you have a family devotion time together.
或者就家庭灵修的时间。
Alright, so hearing the word of God really is the easiest form of intake of God's word.
聆听神的话也是一种最简单的方法，能够吸收神的话语。
Now let us look at read.
让我们看诵读。
Why do we need to read the word of God?
为什么要读神的话语呢？
The first reason is to help us to attain it.Overview of Bible truth.
第一就是让我们能够达到一个对圣经真理的概述。
Now, if you have the Bible, you turn to Acts chapter 7, please.
如果你有圣经的话，请我们打开《使徒行传》 第七章。
We will not read through the whole chapter because you take too long.
我们不会读整章，因为太长了。
But if you can, when you go home tonight, maybe you can read them.
如果今天你有空回家的时候，你可以诵读。
But here we see the example of Stephen.
这里我们可以看到史蒂凡的榜样。
Stephen, when he was faced with the Pharisees and those who persecute him, you know what he did?
当史蒂凡面对法利赛人和那些逼迫他的人，你知道他做了什么吗？
He basically told them from the scriptures, from the beginnings until what happened later on. He started with Abraham. He goes on to Moses and how they were in bondage in Egypt. All true.
他对这些人的回答是从圣经从亚伯拉罕那个时候开始。到摩西，然后到他耶稣被钉之后。
Stephen has a very good knowledge and of what the Old Testament was all about.
史蒂凡对旧约非常的清楚。
And why do we need to have an overview? Have an overview of the Bible truth?
为什么我们需要对圣经有一个概述呢？
Let me give you an example. If you don't know, for example, if you don't know the New Testament and you only read the Old Testament,
如果你不知道新约，只认识旧约的话，
so when you read the Old Testament, when you come to the Old Testament law and offerings, what do you do?
当你看到旧约里面的一些献祭的法则，
do you have to follow all these laws and offerings?
你需要跟他们一样做这样子的事吗？
You will not be sure until you read the New Testament.
你肯定心里不太清楚，除非你读新约。
Right, so it is important because the Bible itself is actually the best explanations of scriptures.
圣经是最好的能够解释神道最好的
If you just read a portion of the scripture, sometimes it does not make sense.
如果你只读圣经的一部分而已，可能你不太理解。
But if you have the full picture of the Bible, it will be so much easier.
如果你有在对圣经有一个概述的话，这样你就比较容易能够理解。
Maybe let me illustrate this with those of you who play puzzles.
你们有拼图，如果你们有玩过拼图的话。
Now most people, when you play puzzles, it comes with a box with a big picture.
当你拼图，通常是跟盒子上面的那个图案是一样的。
So that with that big picture, it helps you to get started to know roughly where everything fitting together.
那个图画会帮助你知道怎么开始那个拼图。
Now let's imagine I give you a bag of puzzles with no picture at all.
如果我给你一堆的拼图，没有图案的，就是没有一个照片给你看是怎么做的。
I think you will take a lot longer.
我看你会花更多的时间去做。
So it is important for us to have a good overview of the Bible.
所以我们要对圣经的真理有一个概述是很重要的。
The next reason why we read the Bible is to help us understand the Bible.
所以我们读圣经也希望我们能够更认识理解圣经。
If you can turn to Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 8 please.
如果有圣经的话，让我们翻开尼希米记八章八节。
If you're not sure where it is, it's just a few books before Psalms.
如果你不知道在哪里的话，就是在诗篇以后的几本书。
之前
的几本书。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 8. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading.
所以尼希米记呢八章八节，他们说他们清清楚楚的念神的法律律法书。讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
So here they read the word of God, and then they help them to understand the reading.
所以这里呢，他们就读神的律法，然后呢，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
Right. Well, next, we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18 to 20.
然后让我们翻开生命记第十七章十八至二十节。
If you're not sure, it is the fifth book of the Bible from the beginning, from Genesis on.
是第五本书圣经的旧约第五本书。
Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 18, and also it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites.
他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书为自己抄录一本。
So this verse 18 is talking about the king, all right? What he needs to do?
第十八节是讲到这个国王他应该做什么。
Now verse 19 say, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God.And be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes.
第十九节告诉我们，存在他那里，要平生永读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
So the king is supposed to have take a copy and write for himself, and then he is to read it all the days of his life.
所以这个国王要 拿神的话语自己抄一遍，然后要天天永读。
Why did he need to do that? So that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes.
他这样子做，他才能够学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
So the reason for us to read the Word of God is so that we will learn to fear the Lord and we will observe His words.
我们要读神的话语的原因就是要学习敬畏耶和华，而且要谨守遵行这律法书。
So the three reasons for why we read the Bible is number one, to attain an overview of Bible's truth.
所以呢，为什么我们要读神的话呢？就是要达到对圣经真理的概述。
Number two is to understand the Bible.
第二就是要去明白理解神的话语。
Number three, it will lead us to humility and proper fear of God and obeying His commandments.
也能够导致我们能够谦卑，然后有适当的敬畏神。
Now, how can we do that?
我们要如何做到这一点呢？
Simplest way is we read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
的最容易的方法就是从创世纪读到启示录。
If you are truly a born again Christian, I would say that you should read that at least once a year.
如果你真的是重新得救的信徒的话，我会鼓励你一年里面要读从创世纪读到启示录一年一次。
It is not really that hard. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes per day for you to do that.
其实不是那么难的事，其实你只需要15到20分钟每一天能够看圣经。
Now apart from that, you can have some selective reading also.
或者你可以选择性的阅读。
That means, for example, you can pick the book of Proverbs and then read through a chapter a day. So, you know, in a month, you will cover the book of Proverbs once.
比如你可以用箴言。读箴言书，你每一天读一章，你一个月里面就能够把整本箴言读完。
So if you do that every month, you read through the book of Proverbs 12 times a year.
如果你能够一年里面每一天都这样读箴言的话，你在一年里面你就读箴言书可能读了12遍。
Or some people they follow some Bible reading calendar.
或者有些人是喜欢跟着读经的日历去读。
And the other way is when you have a family together, Bible reading time, you can read the Bible together too.
或者在家庭查经班的时候，我们可以在家庭里面的这样子来读经。
Now this reading part, it is a bit harder now than hearing.
这个读这个方面是比听比更难。
It requires a daily discipline.And your attitude.
这需要有时间的纪律和我们的态度。
Because you really need to discipline yourself to set aside that time each day so that you will read the Word of God.
我们对时间要有一个纪律，能够把时间抽出来，要特别要来读神的话语的。
All right, next is study.
第二是我们研读或者是考察。
Now, why do we study the Word of God?
为什么我们要考察神的话语呢？
Because God's truth is like a nugget of gold. You need to search for it and then dig it out.
神的真理就好像金块一样，我们需要去寻找，然后才挖出来。
Those of you who have been to places like Sovereign Hill where they used to mine gold, you will know that you won't find gold just walking around.
你们如果有去过 Sovereign Hill, 在 Ballarat 那里有一个很旧的一个金矿，以前中国人在那里挖金的地方，你们有去过的话，你知道说你不是到处走就看到金，你要花很多的时间。
Those people when they were mining, digging for gold,Very often they need to dig really deep before they can find gold.
其实要挖要挖金的是要挖得非常深才能够找到金子。
In the same way, God's truth is like that.
所以同样的，神的真理也是一样。
It is only for those who are willing to spend the time and effort and to dig for it.
所以我们需要有时间才能够才能够挖出金来。
If you turn with me to Acts 17, verse 11.
如果你看《使徒行传》十七章十一节。
Now, Acts 17, 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
这地方的人咸与帖撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受。这道天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
Who were these people? These were the Bereans.
这是什么样的人呢？这是比利亚人。
They search the scriptures daily.
他们会天天考察圣经。
They are serious about the word of God.
他们对神的话是非常认真的。
Now, the second reason why we study the word of God is found in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10.
我们第二个原因是在可以在以斯拉书里面的七章十节。
You can find Ezra just before Nehemiah, so it's only a few books before some.
就是在诗篇的前几本书里面，你可以找到以斯拉书。
Ezra 7 verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart.To seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel.
以斯拉定志考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Now you notice a few things about Ezra here.
这里你会注意到以斯节的以斯拉的几点。
Number one, he prepared his heart. Some versions say he set his heart.
有以斯拉定制。
What did he set his heart to do?
他定制于什么呢？
To seek the law of the Lord is to that means to study the law of the Lord.
去定制考究神的律法。
But he studied the word of God for what? You find that in next he said and to do it.
他考究神的律法，为何要考究神的律法呢？因为他要遵行他的律法。
So the key here, you see, Ezra had it right. He wants to know the word of God so that he will do it.
所以以斯拉对的，他是对的，因为他要考究，他才能够知道怎么遵行神的话语。
And then after he has done it, put into practice in his own life, then he teaches.
当他能够实行在自己的生命的时候，然后他才能够教训人。
Really, this is...The right way for any one of us who is teaching the word of God.
其实这个是正确的方法途径。我们要先考究，然后遵行，然后应用，然后才能够教训。
We cannot teach somebody else to do something that we ourselves are not willing to do.
我们不能够教训别人做神的律法，除非我们自己已经行了神的律法。
I don't know when David and Benicia named their third child Ezra. What do they have in mind?
我们不知道为什么 Benicia 跟 David 弟兄他们把他们最小的儿子名称为以斯拉。
But I like to encourage them that they will pray for this little Ezra, that he will be like the Ezra in the Bible.
我会鼓励David 弟兄呢就 啊，在为着以斯拉这孩子祷告，希望他也跟以斯拉这样子一样的愿意。
One who set his heart to study the word of God, to do it and to teach it.
愿意定制考究，遵行耶和华的律法，又将律法教训给别人。
Next, let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
第二下接下来呢，让我们看提摩太后书第二章十五节。
2 Timothy 2:15 Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
提摩太后书二章十五节这么说，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Now the word divide here has, is used basically in the same way as dissect.
这里的分解的意思就是剥开的意思。
So that means that it really cut it through and able to see.
我们真的要把它剥开，然后打开来清楚的看见。
So what is the reasons why we need to study the Word of God?
为什么我们要研读神的话语呢？
Because if we are the workers of God, the Bible says that you.Need to be able to rightly divide the word of truth.
如果我们是神做要做神无愧的工人，我们要按着正义分解真理的道。
So that you will not be ashamed.
所以你才会无愧。
In other words, if you are the worker of God and you don't know the word of God, you should be ashamed.
如果你是神的仆人而不认识神的真理和道，我们是。应该是 可羞愧的。
How can I put it? Maybe let me illustrate like this. A worker of God who does not know the word of God is like an electrician who can connect wire but does not understand the principle of electricity.
让我跟你做一个比例，就好像一个电工懂得怎么样把电线装起来，但是却不理解电的原则。
That means he knows, you know, he can just pull the wires and nail it and then maybe do the right connections.
这个电工可能懂得怎么样把它正确的连接起来。
But he does not understand the principle of electricity. He does not really understand how it works.
但是这他就不明白究竟电是怎么样子工作的，是它的原理，它的原则在哪里。
So let's hope we are not like that.
希望我们不是这样子的。
So the three reasons is that we need to, the Word of God, we need to study and to dig it up so that only then we can find it.
我们要考究神的话语，是因为我们要去挖金，像挖金一样，要把真理挖出来。
And that we may obey God's Word.
然后我们考究之后，我们要遵守神的话。
That we may rightly understand and teach the Word of Truth.
我们才能够按着正义分解真理的道。
Now, how do we do it?
我们要怎么如何去做呢？
Simplest way is you join a Bible study group.
最简单的方法就是参加一个查经组。
I encourage people to join those Bible study that is word based and not book based.
我会鼓励弟兄姐妹参加一个查经组，是用圣经做课本的，而不是用别人所写的书。
Now, that's exactly what I mean. That you study the Word of God, you look at the scriptures, rather than you study somebody else's writings and try to learn something from.
我们要用圣经，从圣经里面来认识神的话语，而不是用别人所查考的一些笔记来做我们的查经。材料。
As you grow in the Lord, you can do some other studies like topical studies.
当我们在神里面渐渐的成长的时候，我们可能可以用专题查经。
For example, you can pick the topic about humility, and then you do a Bible study and see what the Bible teaches about humility.
或者我们可以，我比喻，我们可以选择谦虚这个题目，我们从圣经里面看谦虚在神是对神来讲是神对我们要说什么样的话。
As you grow further, you can do a book studies.
再继续的话，我们继续下去，我们还可以用一本一本书这样子来。
For example, you take the book of Philippians and then you study the whole book. You try to understand the background of it, the main theme of that and what is the main message, what are the things you can learn from it.
比如我们可以查腓立比书，圣经的腓立比书，整本书让我们知道腓立比书是的背景是怎么样子的，然后里面保罗要对腓立比人所说的，然后为什么他要说这样子的话。
Now you only need a few tools.
你只需要一些的真理。
One, tools.
一些的工具。
Number one, you need a concordance.
有些本吗？Concordance 好像叫什么？
串珠。
OK, 我们需要一个串珠本。
There may be others in the market, but I would recommend Strong's concordance.
我们在 原文里面英文的有一个叫做 Strong Concordance, 是我建议你们所用的串珠本。
Next, you need a dictionary.
第二，我们需要一个圣经的字典。
Now, this is not the normal English dictionary.
这不是普通的英文词典。
But this is the dictionary that helps you to understand. For example, when you study New Testament, you need a Greek English dictionary.
这个不是普通的字典，是圣经的字典。如果你是查考我们新约的话，你需要一个希腊文跟英文的词典。
And for that, I will recommend a Vine's dictionary.
所以这个在我们 Joseph 弟兄会建议用 Vine's 这个词典。
Next, you need a good study Bible.
第三呢，就是你需要一个好的查经的读经，就是查经的圣经。
That study Bible normally provide you with references and cross references and a lot of other helps. Makes it easier for you.
所以这个研经的查的圣经呢，里面有很多的其他的资料，让你能够更详细的查到它原文是什么意思。
But you know, these are only really these are all the tools you need.
其实这就是你所需要的一些工具。
But in order to master the Bible, you need also these three things.
如果你要精通圣经的话，你也需要三样东西。
You need knowledge.
你需要有知识。
You need to have the knowledge of the Bible.
你需要有圣经的知识。
You not only need knowledge, you need understanding.
你也需要有理解的能力。
Now, let me try to explain it. Like, for example, when we read about... God made Adam and Eve, that God gave Eve to be the wife of Adam.
当你就好像我给你一个比喻，如果你在圣经里看到说神给亚当夏娃为妻。
So the knowledge of that is that, okay, God is the one who started marriage. He...
所以这里就可以知道说神其实是创造婚姻的。
But really, as you read Matthew 19 about what Jesus says about that, then this is understanding.
所以当你看，然后你看到马太福音第十九章的时候，然后你就更理解。
So Jesus said, God made them male and female at the beginning, and then verse 6 he said, therefore what God has joined, let not man separate.
就在马太福音第十九章的第五、第六节这么说，并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有念过吗？既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。
So understanding is like you read a Bible, a passage, and then you really understand the heart of God behind that passage.
当你读经的时候，你不只是读到你所看到的字而已，但是你要知道背后神写这一节的时候的用意在哪里。
Now the third aspect is the most important, that you need application.
然后第三个最重要的就是我们要懂得去应用。
That means as we study the word of God, we have knowledge, we have understanding, we need to put them into practice in our life.
所以我们有圣经的知识，我们能够理解神为什么写这个经句，然后我们要懂得怎么样去应用在我们的每天生活当中。
Now the only way that you and I can understand the Bible is when the Holy Spirit is our teacher.
我们如果要真正明白圣经的话，我们需要圣灵做我们的老师。
But when you read the Bible, you understand it and you refuse to obey, Holy Spirit will stop becoming a teacher.
当你认识圣经，你也理解神为什么写这个道的时候，但是你却不愿意去活出来、应用出来的话，这样圣灵就会停止做你的老师。
He will wait until you are willing to surrender and obey God's word, then he continue to teach you.
当你愿意神来愿意来顺服的话，顺服神的话语的时候，圣灵才继续做你的老师。
So if you want to master the Bible, you need knowledge, you need understanding, but you need application most of all.
要精通圣经，你需要圣经的知识，也要清楚的理解神写这他的道的用意在哪里，然后我们也愿意去应用在我们的生活里。
Bible studies requires a personal investigations with the Holy Spirit as a teacher.
让我们要考究圣经的时候呢，我们需要圣灵做我们的老师，还有我们也需要我们个人有调查。
That means you personally spend time into it.And you don't read the Bible commentary first.
你读经的时候不要依靠别人所解经的书来帮助你，而是你自己要去思考，要去调查。
All right, so it is very important as we want to study the Word of God, we make sure we look at the Bible ourselves first, and we don't read the commentary first.
我们记住一点，我们要研经的时候，我们一定要自己去思考，去调查，不要一意的就是去看别人所查经的那些资料。
But when you have that heart really wanting to know the Word of God to put into practice in your life, read the Holy Spirit as a teacher, you will be able to master the Bible.
如果你真正愿意让圣灵做你的老师，自己愿意去研究读、去调查的话，我们真正才能够精通圣经。
Now next we come to memorize.
然后第四点，我们来看备用。
Okay, study is a bit harder than reading.
我们要就读的话、研读的话，是比我们读更难。
But memorize is the hardest of all this.
备用是最难的一点。
I can see a lot of smiling face.
我可以看到很多微笑。
And then they nod their head.
他也知道他们这个是难处。
Right. This is really one of the hardest things to do.
这是其实是最难做的。
But let me tell you, it is also the most profitable way of the intake of God's word.
但是也是最有益处的，对神的话语能够真正的吸收。
When you hear sermon.After 1 week, the most I think you can remember is 5% or less.
当你听了一篇道的时候，一个星期过后，你可能只记住5%。
When you read a passage, you probably may be able to remember 10-15% a week later.
如果你读一篇文章的时候，可能一个星期过后，你可能会记得10-15%。
But if you memorize the verse,
如果你背诵一个经句的话，
and you memorize it properly, you will remember 100%.
如果你好好正正规规的背诵的话，你会记住100%。
All right, let's turn to Psalms 119, verse 9 and 211.
让我们打开诗篇119篇9-11节。
I'll just read verse 11 because of time constraint.Verse 11, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
因为时间关系，我只读十一节。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
So memorizing the word of God will help me to keep away from sin.
所以常把神的话语藏在心里，能够帮助我们离罪远一点。
I'm sure some of you can testify to that. Some of the words, the verses that you memorize, keeps you from sin.
我看我们当中也有人可以跟我承认，就是证明说，真的神的话语能够帮助我们离开罪。
Next is please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14.
然后继续呢，让我们继续看啊，生命记三十章十四节。
But Deuteronomy 30, verse 14. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it.
生命记三十章十四节这么说，这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里。使你可以遵行。
Then notice here the word, the key word, that you may do it.
这里主要的字就是你可以遵行。
So the second reason we memorize is to so that we will to obey God's commandments.
我们背诵圣经是因为我们可以，因为我们这样才能够遵行神的道。
Let's turn to Ephesians 6 verse 17, please.
让我们打开以弗所书第六章第十七节。
Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑。
So the Word of God can be used as spiritual weapons.
所以神的道呢，可以啊成为圣灵的宝剑。
You know, when Jesus was tempted, what did he use? He used the Word of God.
当耶稣被试探的时候，他用什么呢？他用神的话语。
So the three reasons why we memorize it help keep us from sin.
三个理由，为什么我们要啊背诵圣经？就是第一，帮我们离开罪恶。
To obey God's commandments.
然后帮我们更遵守神的道。
To be used as spiritual weapons.
也成为我们的灵里面的宝剑。
Now how do we memorize scriptures?
我们要如何去背诵圣经呢？
Let me suggest that we do it in a we do a systematic memorizing.
我会主张呢有系统的背诵。
That means we follow some well arranged verses.
就是啊，我们根据一些安排好的经句。
What do I mean by that? For example, I have learned some verses in the past, and they call it the topical memory system.
我过去有啊，曾经背诵圣经是用根据一些啊专题啊背诵的经句。
So they have 12 verses on how to live the new life.
好像比如说啊。怎么样过新的啊生活？有十二个经句可以背诵。
And 12 verses on how to preach the gospel.
也有十二个经句可以背诵关于啊怎么样传福音。
So you can follow these or any systems, any other verses that has a system like this.
所以无论是怎么样，只要有系统的背诵都是好的。
Now why do I suggest this? Because I think it is a lot more realistic and more practical to learn verses this way.Rather than you try to memorize a whole book, a whole chapter of the Bible.
我提议这样，只是因为他，我觉得这样会比较对我们的生命会比较有益处，也比较啊合用。
Of course, if you can do both, you know, please do that.
如果你两个都，如果你整本书要背诵，或者也继续做系统的背诵的话，更好。
But if you have a choice to choose, you know, to between the two.You will see that it is more practical and more beneficial to do it the way I suggested.
如果你只能够选择一样的话，这样我觉得系统式的背诵会比较有益处。
Let me just illustrate it. Like the 60 verses I mentioned just now, it is easiest for me to learn 12 verses about how to share the gospel than if I memorize Philippians chapter 1, which is 30 verses.
如果我只背十二个经节关于怎么传福音，我会觉得这个是比较容易啊。如果要跟比背腓立比书一章里面有三十节
，All right, it is easier, it is more useful, more practical that you can use it.
我觉得用系统这样的背诵呢，会更有啊，在我们每天生活更有益处。
And comparing, if I learn all the 60 verses.Then the whole book of Philippians, which is 104 verses.
如果我背六十节有五个不同专题的系统背诵的话，我觉得这个比我更对我生命里面的应用更有应用的能力，好过你背腓立比书整本书有120节。
零四。 So I can see, you can see the points I'm coming from, right?
所以你可以看到我从哪里啊出发点在哪里。
Now, okay, the key to memorize scripture is daily review for the first 7 weeks.
我们要如何能够做到这一点？就是我们要复习七天，每一天复习，要复习七个星期。
That means after you learn a new verse, you need to review them at least twice a day, every day for 7 weeks.
如果你学一个新的经句，如果你每一天能够背诵两次，然后每一天两次，七个星期之后，你就会记住了。
And to help you in scripture memory, you ask somebody else to check your verses regularly too.
如果也能够帮助你更加能够记住经节，你要请别人来考你。
Now the next, let's move on to meditate.
我们在最后一个就是默想。
Let's turn to Romans 12:2.
让我们看罗马书十二章二节。
Romans 12:2 say, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
罗马书十二章二节这么说：不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Here it says our minds need to be transformed, and what better way to be transformed other than through the Word of God?
这里告诉我们的心意要更新，只有从神的话语才能够更新我们的心。
So the first reason why we meditate upon the Word of God is to renew our mind.
所以第一个原因就是我们要心意更新。
If you can turn to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, please.
如果可以的话，我们请打开约书亚记一章八节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
约书亚记一章八节。
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Again, you notice the key word here, observe to do.
再一次我们可以看见谨守遵行这个字。
Meditation is the key to observing and doing.
所以默想是对遵守谨守遵行的关是很关键的。
Let's turn to Psalms 19 verse 14 now, please.
让我们看诗篇第十九章第十四节。
Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
诗篇十九章十四节告诉我们：耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
So that the next reason why we meditate is that our thoughts may be acceptable to God.
我们为什么要默想神的话语呢？是因为我们心的意念在神的面前能够蒙悦纳。
Really, our lifestyle is the result of our thought life.
真的，我们的心里的意念会会注定我们生活的方式。
What we think, deep inside of us will come out how we live our life.
心里面所想的就是我们生活里面所活出来的。
Now next, please turn to Psalms 1 verse 2 and 3.
让我们继续看诗篇一章二至三节。
Psalms 1 verse 2 and 3. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
诗篇一章二至三节这么说：唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
So, the reasons why we meditate, it will bring us blessings.
为什么我们要默想神的话呢？是因为它会带来给我们祝福。
How do we do that?
我们要如何去做呢？
Meditation is really, you think it over and over and over again.
默想其实就是每连续不断的思考。
So you can take a verse and then meditate on it through the day.
你可以拿一节经句，一天里面继续的默想这个经句。
You can meditate on the word of God while you're in bed before you fall asleep, and after you wake up, you're still in bed. When you're still in bed, lying there.
当你可以在睡觉之前默想神的话语，当你睡醒之后还继续默想神的话语。
You can meditate on the word of God when you're walking, when you're on the train.
你可以默想神的话语无论在什么地方，在火车上，在电车上，在巴士上。
Or you can set aside time alone with God, a specific time that you meditate upon the word of God.
或者你可以有一个单独跟神的时间，安静的默想神的话。
So let me summarize here.
让我来总结一下。
Why do we hear the word of God?
为什么我们听神的话语？
Because blessed are those who hear and obey and keep it.
听而遵守神道的人有福了。
So that we may learn from the word of God.
所以我们从神的话语能够学习。
So that our conscience will be served to faith and obedience.
让我们的信心在神的激动我们良心里面能够。让我们更加有信心，更加顺服神。
Why do we read so that we can attain an overview of Bible truth?
为什么我们要读永读神的话呢？因为我们要达到对圣经真理的概述。
We can understand the Bible.
我们能够理解圣经。
It leads us to humility and fear of God and obeying Him.
它会导致我们有谦卑的心，适当的敬畏神。
Why do we study the Word of God?
为什么我们要考究神的话语？
Because God's truth is like nuggets of gold, it must be searched for and dug out.
因为神的真理是像金子一样，要用金挖深才能够挖出来。
That we may obey God's word.
然后我们才能够遵行主的道。
That we may rightly understand and teach the word of truth.
然后我们才能够按正义分解真理的道。
Why do we memorize scriptures?
为什么我们要背诵神的话语呢？
Because it keeps us from sin.
因为它会帮助我们离开罪。
Help us to obey God's commandments.
让我们能够遵守主的诫命。
To use it as spiritual weapon.
让我们成为我们灵里面的剑。
Why do we meditate?
让为什么我们要默想呢？
To renew our mind.
需要让我们的心意更新。
It is the key to observing and doing God's word.
让我们在谨守遵行主的道上能够做得好。
That our thoughts may be acceptable to God.
让我们所思所想的能够讨主喜悦。
It will bring us blessing.
而且它会带来给我们祝福。
Now this is a very simple and illustration of the word hand.
这个就是我们很简单的来讲述神的，就是五指对神的道五指的学习。
But if you faithfully put this into practice in your own life,
如果你能够忠心的在你生命里面去学习
，That means you spend time each day hearing the word of God, reading, studying, memorizing, and meditating.
如果你能够实行神这样子神的话语说我们聆听我们去诵读我们去考究我们去背诵和默想神的话的话
And if you have that heart to obey and to do it
然后你自己的心意也愿定制要遵行神的道
You will become a master of the Bible
然后你就会真的精通神圣经
SoLet me summarize. Remember, just now I shared about principles on follow-up.
记得吗？我刚才开始的时候有稍微提了一下跟进的原则。
So tell them why.
你要告诉他们为什么。
Show them how.
然后要教他们如何去做。
Get them started.
然后要给他们有一个开始。
Keep them going.
让他们持续下去。
And encourage them to help another.
然后鼓励他们去帮助别人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you've given us your word.
天父，我们感谢你给我你的道。
And in your word, Lord, that is all the guidance that we need to live our life.
从你的道里面，我们真的知道啊，清楚的知道你怎么引导我们走我们的生命。
Help each of us here to faithfully read, study, hear, memorize, and meditate on your word.
让我们在当中，我们真正能够去聆听、去读、去啊研读、去背诵。还有去默思神主你的话语。
May your Holy Spirit give us understanding and help us to obey you.
求主您圣灵给我们有理解的能力，也让我们有心去遵守主你的话语。
In Christ's name we pray.
这样奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。